What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, another day in paradise, my friends. Welcome to it. It is the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Still a very sad day in Texas as the count, body count continues to rise and so do the missing. The numbers of the missing continue to rise since they set up a headline. And then to top it off, New Mexico, they had a flash flood in which a father and two children perished. So, my goodness. We'll keep you updated on those stories, of course. But joining us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Good morning, Congresswoman. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning to you both, Ellen.
Are you still celebrating the big, beautiful bill that passed and put it on the president's desk and signed July 4th?
Listen, I think that this is a historic bill. Did we get everything we wanted in it? No, but it's a very, very strong starting point. I mean, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, doubling the child tax deduction or the tax credit. I mean, I think that this is the start that we needed. If we hadn't been able to get this across the finish line, I mean, people would have been looking at a 22% tax increase. And anyone who has been awake and paying attention in the last 4 years, you know how hard it's been, whether you're at the grocery store, the gas pump. Like, Biden economics wasn't working for anybody. And so this is the first step in getting us back on track. We did have a lot that got stripped out in the Senate, which we need to have a conversation about unelected bureaucrats making decisions that elected officials should have the right to make. The parliamentarian took a lot of really good things out, particularly as it relates to regulatory reform and savings and the Second Amendment. But we're gonna, in the words of Jen Psaki, we're gonna circle back and make sure we get that taken care of.
Love it. Listen, I know that you're working on a House resolution, too, that would require background checks for staff members of Congress folks. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot that we're working on, but one of the most common sense things I think that our team has been pushing out is background checks for congressional staff. And everyone's like, well, why is that important? And first thing they say is, wait, what? You guys don't do that? And the second thing is, wait, huh? Why are we doing that? Well, one, if we're serious about draining the swamp and actually cleaning up Washington, I think we, the people, deserve to know who is working on our behalf, because the way we wrote the resolution is it requires not only a background check for all staff, but it also requires disclosure of any foreign ties. And we have seen throughout the years where foreign governments will pay to have fellows and internships for foreign nationals. They'll put them in congressional offices, and then they go from being an intern to a staff assistant, and then they're working on legislation. And then the next thing you know, their chiefs of staff. These people have unfettered access to the Capitol and members and information that's sensitive. And it's just ridiculous. You have to have a background check to work in a thrift store. You have to have a background check to work at Publix. Basically, every job today, you have to have a background check, but not if you're working for Congress.
Well, old Eric Swalwell, now, you know, he had his Fang Fang volunteered a friend of hers to work in his office. I'm sure she was legit, right?
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, the CCP and the Muslim Brotherhood are the two worst offenders. I'd also say the Qataris. They are very, very aggressive in getting people funded and into the United States government. And that needs to be disclosed. I think we should also disclose dual citizenship. Personally, I don't believe in dual citizenship, but I think that needs to be disclosed. The American people deserve to know who is working on their behalf. And you would not believe it. I know this is going to come as a shock, Bob, but both Republicans and Democrats hate this resolution.
Really? No, I really, wow. Yeah. What about having members of Congress being American born? You know, you've got the Talibs and some of the other squads that, you know, these people were allowed to immigrate here to the U.S. to escape, you know, bad conditions where they lived. And man, they were America gave them, you know, open arms. And now, you know, they turn around and basically want to dismantle what America is about.
Absolutely. You know, that's one. I think Ilhan Omar is one of the shining examples today of where America's generosity and our principles have led us to an interesting place. You know, she says that we're the worst country on the world and that, you know, all our ills stem from white Republican men. And despite the fact that she's married to a white man, but, you know, that's a whole nother thing. I as we've been working through this resolution on background checks for staff, which, again, no brainer. People have asked, well, what about members of Congress? Well, the requirements for a member of Congress to serve are set out in the Constitution. And so in order to change anything, we would have to go and do a constitutional amendment, which would ultimately be a convention of states. And so I think that there's a lot of momentum right now when it comes to term limits, when it comes to modifying and doing some things within the Constitution to really get us back to a place where we aren't so compromised. And I tell people all the time, if I was going to write a murder mystery novel and I would become a member of Congress and I would work on doing things, nefarious things from the inside, because it is staggering how much access you have and how little vetting goes into candidates and members these days. So very, very scary stuff.
You could be the next Tom Clancy. Hey, on a very serious note, 10 members of an armed mob are accused of attacking an ICE detention center where they shot a local police officer. This was clearly an ambush. And you don't even, at least my record that I haven't seen, Hakeem Jeffries, for instance, hasn't come out and said anything about the rhetoric. There's some like Bernie Sanders keeps saying these things about oligarchy and attack the oligarchy when these people are basically operating off the same, you know, page and playbook.
It's no surprise. I mean, the left is totally on board with socialism, communism, this violent rhetoric. Axios just did a great story on this, where around the country, as my Democrat colleagues are going home and talking to people in the community, their followers, their base is demanding that they get shot. They want them to engage in violence and ultimately become a victim because they think that that's going to help them win elections. These people are unhinged. I mean, look no further than what's happened in the last couple of months with the violent rhetoric. I mean, you see the communists that they're just promoting in New York for the mayoral race. You see why. For me, example, I've gotten in the last 2 weeks 53 credible death threats, all being investigated by Capitol Police and Secret Service. You know, the violence in this country is just ratcheting up. It's really the culmination of angertainment and that race to the mount, click more. It's really, really dangerous. And the people who are going to be getting hurt are law enforcement officers and our first responders. You're seeing it already. the fact that the left can't even say, hey, maybe we should take it down a notch. Maybe we should, hey, this isn't right. That is a stunning omission of where they are at as a party. And it's pretty sad. So I think you're going to see more resources for ICE and federal agents because they're being targeted so greatly right now. I think that there's going to be more to come. I had an interesting conversation with the head of Secret Service the other day, and I think you're going to see a ramp up in both security but also deportations, because this isn't going to stand.
No, and it shouldn't, and we're with you 100%. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we always appreciate your time, and we want you to stay safe. The death threats are no joke. Thanks for your service.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
All righty. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson talking about conservative majority's recent rulings that they are some kind of existential threat? Huh. Interesting. We'll dig into that and a whole lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We're live and local. We're 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:21 and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Liberal-leaning Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson sharply criticized recent rulings from her conservative-leaning colleagues during an interview with ABC News live anchor Lindsay Davis at the Global Black Economic Forum on Saturday. In her first appearance since the High Court ruled that judges cannot abuse their powers by regularly issuing nationwide injunctions to halt an administration's policies, Justice Jackson said she believes rulings from the court's conservative majority pose an existential threat to the rule of law.
This from the woman who doesn't know what a woman is.
Yeah. From a woman who has been appointed to the highest court in the land that has a tremendous amount of power. And she apparently, allegedly, has difficulty understanding some of our laws and how government works. And to say that these conservative rulings are an existential threat to the rule of law, actually, it is solidifying kind of the chain of command, if you will, and solidifying how the law works.
Yeah.
But again, she is probably in that camp of judicial activism, and she wants to be able to write, rewrite, and institute law from the bench. That's not what the role is supposed to be, but maybe nobody fully explained it to her. Sometimes we have cases that have those kinds of implications, and you know there are cases in which there are issues that have that kind of significance. Absolutely. Basically, I listened to a lot of that that interview, and I've got to tell you, I wasn't left with a feeling of that she possesses the kind of intellect that one would expect from a Supreme Court justice, even if even if you disagree necessarily with their rulings or some of their leanings. This goes a little bit a step beyond that, in my opinion. But we're going to move on. This, I think, is important. It has been important. We've talked about it before, but now it's at the national level. And you've got the Agriculture Secretary, Brooke Rollins, saying American agriculture in American hands is a positive good. Every family, every home, every community depends upon what our farmers do. They support and sustain us not merely by keeping us materially fed, but by keeping us spiritually strong. That's exactly why it is under threat from criminals, political adversaries, and hostile regimes. So she's going to be unveiling the USDA National Farm Security Action Plan. She also revealed that she is now officially a member of the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. And I think that that is a great move. And who pushed that forward? Senator Tommy Tuberville out of Alabama, the Republican. He said, yeah, it makes sense because she needs to be in the loop. She needs to be at the table to protect our farmland. So this is great. And she's getting, you know, plenty of support. And we're going to talk about measures that we've already taken here in Florida along those same lines. And we're going to speak to Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson coming up in just about 10 minutes or so. So you don't want to miss that.
But what if you do?
If you do miss it, you've got the Bob Rose Show podcast.
Oh, okay, good.
That you can download, you know, Spotify, Apple. You can use the Odyssey app.
That sounds like anywhere you get your app.
Yeah, wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show, Greg. It's really easy. You want me to show you?
Show you after
look,
the show.
Now, look at the screen. Oh, wait. Let's do the show first.
After the show, you can show me how that works.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate that.
This story we touched on earlier this morning, to me, I think it's huge, but I don't know if it's really going to catch on. This came from Breitbart initially, and actually, it's based on documents were obtained by Daily Caller out of the United Kingdom. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID or USAID, you know what I'm talking about? This is an organization that DOGE really peeled back, you know, some of the layers. We said, wow, that's a tremendous amount of money. Found out also that their kind of clearinghouse to say yes or no when they're asked about funding, they were told to never say no. Never say no. So there wasn't any really legitimate oversight. Well, listen to what they were up to amongst the many, many things, but this is just one of them. Apparently, they were behind shipping thousands of viruses to the Chinese lab in Wuhan. USAID sent 11,000 viral samples, 11,000, to the Wuhan Institute of Virology over the course of a 10-year program. So over 1,000 a year. You could say, you know, three every day, three different vials of samples. Despite not having any formal agreement with the laboratory, by the way, these are documents that were obtained, like I said, by a Daily Caller. The viruses were reportedly sent to China's from China's Yunnan province to Wuhan. So what is USAID doing sending viruses from inside China to another area of China?
That's just weird.
What in the world would they, how do they figure into that?
Is that helping feed hungry people around the world?
I don't
anything?
Think so.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Just checking. That's a strange one.
It really is. And
well, it shows there's connections that we had no idea were going on.
Exactly.
And that's a scary thing.
We need to continue to peel these things back. And who are the people behind that? And gosh, if we don't get a perp walk soon, people are going to lose, you know, whatever level of credibility that the Trump administration has, they're going to lose that.
But in this case, Fauci's already pardoned pretty much from anything he ever thought about doing in his life.
Well, if you can't get Fauci, who else was involved?
Oh.
Right? They might still be there. They're probably some of these career peeps. 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, we're going to talk to Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson right here on 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 8:34. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Oh, we've got so much to talk about. Local guy Ben Shelton, former Bobcat and Gator, he is going to be playing at Wimbledon in about an hour. You can catch it live on ESPN. It's the quarterfinals. He takes on Yannick Sinner. It's a big deal if you're into that kind of thing, and I tend to be. We've got important pressing business right now with the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, joining us. Good morning, Commish. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Hey, I was looking at a story that has to do with, you know, farmland and national security and the USDA and their security plan and all that, and Secretary Brooke Rollins. And I said, man, that I've got to talk to the Florida Ag Commissioner about it, because I know we've done some of these moves already in Florida. And as it turns out, you were telling Greg, you've actually got a meeting with her on Friday. So tell us about the connection and what's going on with this bill.
Sure. No, we're very hopeful the federal government will get this done. I know for a fact that President Trump will do an executive order dealing with this. And the reality is that the country, we've said for many years, why doesn't the country follow Florida's lead? Well, many individual states have. In 2023, I believe it was, I put this bill into the farm bill. So I made it illegal for our foreign enemies to buy up agriculture land in the state of Florida or around our sensitive military installations. So that was something that was a major accomplishment for Florida. But the rest of the country, and slowly there have been other states that are starting to take on this approach also. But I, you know, Brooke now, and the President of the United States, President Trump, is talking about doing it as a national ban. And, you know, we have many things like that in the state of Florida that we've done in the last 5 years that the federal government, now we have all three chambers to be able to do this. So Friday, when I meet with Brooke, we're going to talk about several things. But one of the things we're going to talk about is making sure that foreign enemies, and she'll see our bill and she'll see how we did it, and if they'll adopt that at a federal level, it'll make the United States a lot safer.
Well, yeah, especially now in the wake of these this agro-terrorism, where we've seen Chinese nationals attempt to smuggle in these agro-terrorism weapons, and I know that's something we've talked about in the past. Is there any new developments on that front?
You know, there's many new developments. First of all, the Chinese nationals have used our university system against us. It's very clear when you have all these protests going on college campuses that are not peaceful, by the way, where they take over our campuses. And these college students, a lot of them being indoctrinated into this way of life to be anti-Israel, anti-Christian, pro-Muslim, pro-China operations. And President Trump has done some amazing things at the federal level. But, you know, again, when I was Senate president, you know, we banned ESG and DEI and all the things that our universities were right in the middle of here. Not only that, you know, we found that there were foreign nationals, Chinese and others, that were using sabotage and espionage in our university system, stealing our technology, stealing our trades. And so, yes, we continue to fight the biological weapons that they may want to bring over here to help destroy our agriculture. If you read the Trump plan, and Brooks will be touting that, I believe, on Friday also, but there are, I think, 6 or 7 categories of where the federal government's going to strengthen our security and in agriculture. And so, and they mentioned that in there also. But between what the federal government's doing in the state of Florida, my ag law, which a lot of folks don't know, we have a division here in the state of Florida. We have 285 sworn officers. And, you know, we inspected the northern borders, but we also do investigations all over the state. We had a major fuel theft bust. When I say major, it was multi-state bust just a few weeks ago. And so we are continuously investigating. We are getting better technology. We're on the front lines to protect American farmers, in our case, in particular, Florida farmers. But these are things that we have to continuously be ahead of the bad guys on. And thank God, again, we've got President Trump in the position he's in, because he's taken executive action to be able to do these things. What I hope, Bob, and this is the big problem, I hope that the Congress will finally pass some of these executive orders that are very meaningful long-term to our country. And because if they don't, the next time you get a liberal president, they're going to come in and undo them in the stroke of a pen. So if Congress will do its job now, President Trump is setting us up to be a much more secure country, obviously not only in agriculture, but across all spectrums. And this is, it's very important, and it's very important that we get this right.
You know, one of the great things that you helped to bring about was protecting and preserving these family farmlands, et cetera, in the state of Florida. Is there something that maybe, you know, the Secretary Brooke Rollins that you may be able to share with her and they could use, you know, on maybe nationally?
Absolutely. Our Rural and Family Lands, Bob, we've talked about this many times on your show, is an amazing program where we buy development rights from these local farmers. And in the state of Florida, we've been very aggressive. Since I've been Commissioner of Agriculture, we've acquired over 200,000 acres of development rights, meaning those properties are still owned by the farmers. The federal government could stop its processes that it's doing that's very convoluted, takes many, many years to put things together. They could stop that and start funding these types of programs, and like in the state of Florida, and I don't know if other states have these programs. Clearly, we have touted it so much in the last few years. Many other states are not only inquiring, but they are starting to set up this model also in their state. So the federal government could block grant dollars to the states where we would have plenty. You know, this year I got $250 million in the budget for this project, and in the last three years, I think I'm at $700 million. So we're making some good headway. And but if the federal government, you know, they could bring in billions of dollars on a annual basis, we could really make some headway to preserve our wildlife corridor. And again, I say this many times, but the only way our grandchildren's grandchildren are going to have the same quality of life that we have had and the same opportunities that we've had if we save the wildlife corridor here in the state of Florida. The Rural and Family Lands Program is the most effective way to do that. And that is something that I'll be talking to the Secretary about on Friday.
Yeah. And you know, you've got challenges ahead of you. But, you know, we've identified some of those. What else do you kind of have on the agenda that you'd like to accomplish?
On the agenda overall, I think the biggest thing was that I think there's been a lot of impediments to farmland here in the state of Florida. One of them has been our utilities have been buying up a lot of farmland and putting solar fields on them and good prime agriculture land. And so this year's Farm Bill, you know, we said that all solar farms, all of them, the first one in Florida opened, the first commercial one was in 2009. Every one of them, the Department of Agriculture gets the first right of refusal to purchase those properties. And then we will remove the development rights on them and put them out for a surplus, which would be part of that Rural and Family Lands. So starting in about, 15, 20 years, when these solar farms start getting decommissioned on farmland, we're going to make sure we preserve those open spaces and put that back in the farmland. And I think as you think about agriculture in the state of Florida and in the country, we have to preserve our agriculture. We can't give in to the ESG lenders, which we banned this year in our Ag Farm Bill. You can't give in to these myths of, you know, net zero 2035, net zero 2050. You cannot put your agriculture out of business. A country that depends on imports for food is a country that can be defeated, right, at any time. And, during the pandemic, we learned many things about our nation and it was where our weaknesses are. We cannot allow agriculture to go by the wayside as something that's not important. And you have many people that think, agriculture's, polluting our environment and stuff. It's just not true. And so we're going to continue. We've upgraded all of the best management practices books at the Department of Ag in the last 2 years. We have made major strides to protecting agriculture in the state of Florida. We need that kind of cooperation at the federal level. I'm going to talk to Brooks about that. I met with the president last week, just briefly mentioned it to him. He's on board. And so I'm hoping to get a national movement. And if nothing else, maybe the president will do some executive orders, and then we'll be able to, push Congress into passing some of them.
Well, we're glad you're on the front lines here, and hopefully at the national level, they'll welcome you with open arms, and you'll have a great dialogue with the secretary. I'm sure you will. And we appreciate your time. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson on the Bob Rose Show. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, we look forward to talking to you again soon.
That is a great idea regarding those solar farms, because think about that. I mean, how much land is being used that way. And again, as time goes by, those solar panels become less and less efficient. And again, you can't depend on it.
I think there was a faction or a group that was working on a way to try to integrate the solar farms with like regular farms. Mm-hmm. Now, ask me exactly how that, the nomenclature of that would be, but somehow to make it work together in some way. And I don't know where we're at on making headway there. We really do have to take, you know, kind of a fresh look at some of these alternative energy sources and make sure that they're really worth the expenditures and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that has been brought up is, you know, because if we're talking about man-made climate change and, you know, the heating up of our atmosphere, what kind of heat is being reflected back by these massive solar panels on these acres, you know, being used like that? Is that a negative? If that's the road you're going down, is that a negative in a sense? I don't know.
You know where they should put solar panels? Everywhere where there's a parking lot in Florida, because it would provide shade for the vehicles. No, I'm being serious.
No, I get it.
And it's land that's already paved over, so you're not taking up ag land.
That's true.
Do I have to think of everything?
Oh, Bob, the struggle is real for you.
It is, isn't it?
It's a burden.
Mm-hmm. Between that and figuring out what I'm going to eat next. Oh, those are my big challenges.
Wow, that's tough.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Lots of stuff to talk about, including MAGA wins, baby. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. It is a happy hump day, Trump day, and it's also 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Good morning. It's going to be an awesome day. And MAGA and the Golden Age, winning, baby. We are all winning. Yep. You got the tax cuts are going to stay in place and go even further. You're going to remove tax on tips. A lot of Social Security taxes will be eliminated as well. Tips on overtime. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to benefit from this. Also, the Treasury Secretary meeting, you know, with the president, the whole cabinet actually getting together. They were having a good time. Mm-hmm. So optimistic, upbeat, interactive. You could just tell. And I think that bodes well for the American people, and they can see that. Hey, look, our government is taking issues seriously, but yet they're comfortable enough to, you know, to have a laugh here and there.
Yeah, but here's what I'm hoping, Bob. Here's what I'm hoping the Democrats will do. Just because of their attitude, the things they've said, the things they've called the president, I want them to give back. Say that 22% tax cut they're going to be getting that was extended.
Yeah.
And if they're on Social Security, I want them to go ahead and pay taxes on what they weren't going to have to pay taxes on. Any of the benefits that
any
they
of the
did,
benefits.
I think if they're going to be, you know, honest.
Principled.
I know, crazy word, huh? I think they need to donate all that back to our deficit.
And I think we know how much that donation will be. Yeah, goose egg, zilch, zero, nada, nothing.
Pretty much, yeah.
But listen to this. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent talked about America winning overseas at $100 billion in tariff income. That's just so far this year, okay? They just started, really, the tariffs. And ultimately, Bessent, he said they expect that revenue could be a whopping $300 billion by the end of the year. That's one of the reasons why they don't agree with the Congressional Budget Office scoring on the big, beautiful bill overall. And then you have the U.S. Labor Secretary, Lori Chavez de Remer, championed the jobs numbers over the past 4 months. 4 months in a row, we've seen job numbers increase, all while the department is working to slash regulations, rolling out 63 new deregulations and saying it's an exciting time. You got Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth talking about the success of U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear sites via Operation Midnight Hammer, making it very clear that American leadership and deterrence has been reestablished. Yep, he said what was demonstrated on the world stage was American military might and capability. And Trump added in, yeah, and you know what? Our so-called enemies were watching. They watched every minute of it. There were very few people that weren't watching. Uh-huh. It was a perfect military performance, the likes of which we haven't seen in a long time. Then there's Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He talked about MAGA achievements globally. We've prevented and ended a war between India and Pakistan. NATO is now at 5% for the first time ever. A peace deal between the DRC and Rwanda. A 12-day war that ended with an American operation that we're the only country in the world that could have done it. Hopefully pretty soon a peace deal between Azerbaijan and Armenia. The entire Middle East and the infrastructure of it has the potential now to change because of Syria and Lebanon. And it hasn't even been 6 months. And that's a straight testament to Trump's leadership. So winning. And then on the national security front, Department of Ag, Secretary Brooke Rollins, who we were referring to earlier with our interview of Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, which, by the way, if you miss it, you can get it on the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss anything like that on the show. And she talked about the Chinese owning farmland in our country, and they are working to address that. She recognizes it's a massive national security issue. You've got the U.S. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum highlighted the absolute turnaround in the area of American energy dominance. I mean, all you have to do is go see the price on the pump to recognize that. And when you factor in inflation, these are some of the best energy prices that we've seen literally in decades.
Isn't it nice seeing it under $3 for change? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. And I'm not tired of winning.
No.
Nope. Mass deportations are continuing in a strategic way. Many believe that that's going to be ramped up, including Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who joined us earlier this morning, talked about that these things are going to be ramped up, along with security for members of ICE that are, you know, pushing forward, well, our immigration laws that Congress came up with. All they're doing is, you know, implementing and utilizing those laws. While some people stand in the way and other people do more than that and shoot at local law enforcement and ICE agents. If you haven't heard that story, I will share that story with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Also coming up in the next hour, things that make you smile. Start thinking about it. It does. It brightens people's day. I've talked to people before. They go, I like things that make you smile. I like that. Toward the end of the show, how you, you know,
yeah,
think in a very positive light.
Well, after, you know, a few hours of doom and gloom and destruction, as you like to call it, it's kind of nice to wrap up on a high note like that, though.
So. Yep. ICE agents arrest 11 illegal alien sex offenders in Minneapolis. Why would they give people like that sanctuary? I know. It's crazy, isn't it? Ooh, it is a crazy world sometimes. We try to figure it out along with you right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.